The lead investigator gave me his copy of the George Livingston case file. Chris planted a quick kiss on her lips. "Yay, Ripley," Helen said. "He gave up the file in exchange for a copy of Shannon's letter," Jackie said with a frown. "And?"
"The retired agent is Kevin Crane," Elliot said. "He owns a big private detective agency, KC Investigations and Security. Employs lots of retired federal agents."
"They have a whole cybersecurity division," Ray said. "A lot of private companies have them on retainer to protect their systems." Jackie said, "Crane's managed to keep the Livingston case out of his bio. If we break this case, then it will end up on the front pages. Everyone will then know that this master detective was the lead investigator in a major kidnapping case, and he lost $500,000 of Billingsley's money. For damage control, it's imperative that he solve this case ahead of us."
"We can't let that happen," Bruce said.
"There's nothing wrong with healthy competition," Helen said. "My sentiments exactly," Chris said, while holding a chair out for her to take a seat next to him. Doris breezed in with stacks of reports from the case file and distributed them to each geezer before taking a seat and a chair next to Elliot, who poured a glass of white wine for her.
"Then I suggest we get cracking to find out where we are."
Francine waved her arms to indicate the three pizzas she'd set in the center of the table.
"Everyone, grab a slice, get yourself some wine or soda."
She placed a slice of pizza on a paper plate and set it in front of Sterling, who took the slice into his mouth, jumped out of his chair, and trotted into Doris's office to eat in private.